Every year, the city of Charlotte gets a few protest petitions. They're not your regular objections to projects. They require the signature of neighbors owning together at least 20% of the property up for rezoning, or together own at least 5% of land right next to it. In 2005, some Dilworth residents filed one against a rezoning to make way for a Lowe's on South Boulevard.
That was a protest petition that resulted in enormous improvements on that project.
That's Jill Walker with the Dilworth Community Development Association. She says it forced developers to add more sidewalks, reduce the size of the parking lot, and adjust entrances and exits so traffic wouldn't overwhelm the neighborhood streets. And so it upsets her that lawmakers want to take that bargaining chip away from communities.
Developers will be able to work through the planning process and have projects approved, and neighbors will try to work with the developer, but without the added pressure that we can sometimes have for an egregious project, we won't be able to get a seat at the table. It's plain and simple.
The city of Charlotte also opposes doing away with protest petitions. City planner Laura Harmon says the petitions give neighbors an important tool to negotiate compromises with developers. Protest petitions have been around since the 1920s. Land use attorney Tom Terrell says they may have had a use then when there weren't zoning protections. But now he says there's a deliberate process which includes input from neighbors. But the bigger problem he has with them is that oftentimes a protest petition can be filed by one person, and then that person has the power to control city council votes. He says that's a unique power.
That one person triggers a vote threshold on city council that is higher than the percentage needed by the United States Congress to amend the U.S. Constitution. It's ridiculous.
The Real Estate and Building Industry Coalition, or REBIC, call protest petitions burdensome and costly. The measure to repeal the petitions is part of a larger regulatory reform bill. In a blog post, REBIC points out another measure in the same bill could make for a challenge to Charlotte's tree ordinance, since it would prohibit cities and counties from enacting environmental regulations that are more stringent than state or federal regulations. The bill passed the House 84-28, mostly along party lines, but a few Mecklenburg Democrats also voted for it. The bill is now in the Senate. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.